由麦克牧师主讲，万峰的时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted that you have joined us one more time.
亲爱的听众朋友，欢迎你今日再次收听《天路导向》。
We have been going through a series of messages entitled "Know Your Real Enemy."
我哋依家嘅信息专题系认识你真正嘅敌人。
And we were talking in the last message about what does your enemy think of you.
在上次节目当中，我们曾经讲过敌人是怎样看我们的。
And we talked about the three areas in which Satan attacks.
我们也都讲过撒旦是会从哪三方面来攻击我们的。
Do you remember what they are?
不知道你记不记得是哪三方面呢？
Okay, then we're going to go into the second one.
如果你记得的话，今天我就会讲第二方面了。
We discussed the first one in the last message.
我们上次曾经讨论过第一方面，
which is to do with the flesh.
第一方面是与我们的肉体的情欲有关的。
The second temptation has to do with possession and power.
第二个试探则是与拥有财富和权力有关的。
Satan failed in the first one.
撒旦在第一次当中失败了。
So he goes to the second one.
於是他就用第二次的试探来试探耶稣。
He took Jesus into Jerusalem and they stood right there on top of the temple.
撒旦将耶稣带到去耶路撒冷，他们一起站在圣殿的天顶上面。
And that was the highest place in the city of Jerusalem.
那个地方是耶路撒冷城最高的地方。
It was more than 500 feet high from the Kidron Valley.
如果从耶路撒冷最低点吸伦溪谷计起的话，耶路撒冷圣殿的顶有500尺那么高。
And there on top of the hill,
在那个山顶就是石安山的山顶上面。
Satan said to Jesus,
撒旦就跟耶稣讲了。
Jesus, you told me that man does not live by bread alone.
耶稣，你曾经跟我说过，人活着并不是单靠食物，
but only by the word of God.
乃是靠神口里面所出的一切话。
I want you to notice the deception here.
在这里我想你留意一下撒旦字面背后的意思。
So he continues,
撒旦就这样说，
Well, I couldn't get you to declare your independence from the Father.
既然我不能够让你脱离父神宣告独立，
And you told me that you live by the word of God.
而你自己又说你靠神的话语去生活。
Okay, let's move into another area.
好，就让我们在另一方面去交手。
Satan doesn't come to him from nowhere.
撒旦绝对不会冒冒然这样走过来。
He comes systematically.
撒旦总是有备而来的。
If he fails in one area, he moves on to the next.
如果撒旦在第一步失败了，他就会进行第二步。
Satan saw Jesus using the Bible, so he uses the Bible too.
所以当撒旦见到耶稣用着圣经的说话，他也都跟随着用圣经的话语。
My listening friend, listen to me.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你留心听我去讲。
Anyone who tells you that the devil does not believe, does not understand the word of God.
不知你有没有听过有人说魔鬼不信神，不明白神的道呢？
The word says,
圣经是这样讲的。
He believes and he trembles.
魔鬼都信神的道，但是他信的方法是非常战惊。
Satan said,
撒旦这样说，
Now I want to quote the word of God to you.
现在我要对你引用神的话语。
And he quoted from the Psalms.
于是他就引用了诗篇。
It says, He shall give his angels charge over you, and they will bear you up on their hands, lest anytime you dash your foot against the stone.
嗰度话主要为你吩咐佢嘅使者去保护你，嗰啲使者要用手去托住你，免得让你嘅脚掂到下面嘅石头。
As if to say to Jesus,
撒旦就好似同耶稣讲紧
，Here's a promise from the Word of God. Why don't you claim it?
呢一个系圣经嘅应许，点解你唔享用你应有嘅权利啊
？That's reasonable, isn't it?
咁样好合理系咪啊？
To claim the promise?
去实现你的应许啦。
Whatever your eye perceives, you receive.
你的眼睛看到什么，你就得到什么。
But that's the gospel of greed.
但是这个就是叫人起贪念的信息。
Some people are saying that if you name a promise and you claim that promise, it's yours.
有人说如果你讲出一个应许，然后要求这个应许实现，你就会得着这个应许。
But this is wrong.
但是这个想法是错的。
That's exactly what Eve said.
这个正正就是夏娃所讲的东
西。I saw and I took.
我看到他就拿来吃。
Achan the son of Carmi in the book of Joshua said.
在约书亚记里面，加米的儿子亚干这样说。
I saw the gold and I took it and hid it in the camp.
我见到有些金，於是我就將佢收埋，拎喺帳篷裏面。
David saw with his eyes, and he lusted, and he killed, and he murdered.
大衛見到拔士巴就起咗慾念，跟住就計劃去殺咗烏利亞。
Ecclesiastes 1:8 says,
如果你睇到傳道書第一章第八節咁樣話
，The eye is not satisfied with seeing.
用眼去睇係睇唔飽噶。
I want to repeat that.
我想重复一次。
The eye is not satisfied with seeing.
眼不断咁睇都系睇唔够噶。
Proverbs 27:20 says.
箴言27:20咁样话。
The eyes of man are never satisfied.
人嘅眼目系永远都唔会被满足。
In fact, I remember a story about a little boy.
这个故事让我想起一个男仔。
Who always got everything he wanted.
这个男仔，只要他想要的东西，他都会得到。
If he cries long enough, his parents will give in to him.
如果他不停地去喊的时候，他的父母就会顺他的意去做。
And one day he cried and he cried and he cried.
有一天，这个男仔不停不停不停地喊。
Because he wanted a very expensive vase that was sitting in the cabinet.
因为他想要柜里头一个非常贵重的花樽。
And the housekeeper would not give it to him.
而个管家亦都唔愿意将佢拎俾呢个小朋友。
But the mother heard him cry.
但系当佢母亲听见佢喊嘅声音嘅时候
，So asked him what's wrong.
佢就问咩事啊
？And he said, "I want that. I want that."
个小朋友就话：我要个花樽，我要个花樽。
Unwise parents think the way to express their love to their children is to give them everything they ask for。
冇智慧嘅爸爸妈妈通常以为去满足佢哋儿女一切嘅要求就系爱佢哋嘅儿女。
That's wrong。
呢一样嘢系错噶。
Sometimes we need to say no just out of principle。
有啲时候我哋要守住原则。去拒绝他们。
So this mother reached for that expensive vase and put it in front of her boy.
于是继续个故事，那个妈妈拎起了那个很贵的花樽，放在她的小朋友的前面。
Did he stop crying?
小朋友究竟有没有停止去喊呢？
He cried louder.
没有啊，个小朋友反而喊得更加大声。
He cried from the top of his voice.
小朋友更加放声咁样大大咁样去喊。
His mother came back and said to him,
佢个妈妈就翻嚟同佢讲啦。
What's wrong now?
而家有乜嘢事啊
？He kept on crying.
但系个小朋友不断不断咁样喊。
He said, "I want."
同埋咁样话，我要，我要。
I want something I can't have.
我要一啲我唔能够得到嘅嘢。
And that's exactly what is happening with the lust of the eye.
呢一样嘢就系我哋记载嘅眼目嘅情欲。
The Bible says that he would give his angels charge over you, said Satan.
撒旦咁样话，圣经唔系讲过神会吩咐天使保护你咩？
But the promise was to those who are obedient to God's will.
但是神的应许是向一些信服祂旨意的人讲的。
Those who want to live in God's will.
神的应许是对一些愿意住在神的旨意里面的人讲的。
And walking according to the word of God means that you don't put God to the test.
那些人是遵照神的道而行，亦都不会试探神的。
And that's what Jesus told Satan.
这一样东西就是主耶稣回答撒旦的方法。
Do you know what would have happened had Jesus claimed that promise?
不知道你知不知道如果主耶稣行使了那个应许的权利从殿顶去跳下去的时候会有什么事发生呢?
He would have put God the Father to the test.
他就是会将圣父放在试探当中。
He would have fallen into Satan's trap by saying to God,
他就会跌在撒旦的陷阱当中，因为他对神这样讲，
God,
神啊，
You can only be true if you visibly prove your word.
只有当你证明你的话语给我看的时候，你才是真实的。
There are people who say that all the time.
很多人平时都会这样讲。
I will not believe until I see with my eyes.
我除非亲眼见到，否则我都唔会相信。
But you know what?
但系唔知你知唔知道呢？
These are the very people, even if they see, they will not believe.
呢一啲人就算亲眼见到神，佢哋都系唔会相信噶。
Jesus did not have to put the Father to the test.
主耶稣并唔需要去试探神。
If he had tried to prove God, he would have been calling God a liar.
如果耶稣要试探神去证明神的真实的话，就表示耶稣在怀疑神有没有讲真话。
And when Satan tries to get you to tempt God, he is getting you to call God a liar.
而当撒旦去挑拨我们去试探神的时候，撒旦就要我们认为神在讲大话。
And in that way, he pulls you down from that perfect high place of trust.
咁样嘅方法，撒旦就将我哋从信靠神嘅高处拉咗落嚟。
He would have pulled you down from the high altitude of perfect obedience.
咁样做，撒旦就将我哋绝对服从神原本嘅高处，将我哋拉咗落嚟。
John said there is the lust of the flesh.
约翰话有肉体嘅情欲。
And the lust of the eye,
有眼目的情欲
and the pride of life,
有今生的骄傲
Let's come to that third one.
现今我们讲到第三样东西了
And Jesus would not allow Satan to come through the gate of selfishness,
当主耶稣不容许撒旦通过自私的门来诱惑他的时候
or through the gate of desiring and testing God,
或者通过试探神的欲望之门来诱惑他的时候
Satan tries the remaining third gate.
于是撒旦试图用第三道门亦都是最后一道门来试探耶稣
The gate of pride.
这一道门就是骄傲的门
As if Satan is saying,
这一样东西就好像撒旦讲紧
Okay, Jesus.
耶稣好了
You said that the birds have nests and the foxes have holes.
你说飞鸟有窝，狐狸有洞。
But there is no place for the Son of God to lay his head.
只是神子没有枕头的地方。
I am going to make you a deal.
现在我和你做一个交易吧。
Your poverty is over.
你现在不再需要贫穷和寒酸。
It's not only going to have a place to lay your head, I am going to give you a lot more.
现在你不单止会有枕头的地方，我还会给更加多的东西你。
I am going to give you all the gold in the world.
我要将世界上面所有嘅金都俾你。
And all of the silver in the world.
今日我要俾晒世界上面所有嘅银你。
And all of the stocks and bonds in the world.
世界所有嘅股票同埋证券都俾晒你。
And I'm going to give you all the oil in the world.
今日世界所有嘅石油都俾晒你。
I'm going to give you all the trillions and billions of monies in the world.
我要将亿万嘅金钱俾你。
I'm going to add them to you.
我要将一切嘅嘢都加俾你。
I'm only going to ask you to do one small thing.
但系你只要做一样小小嘅事。
Bow down to me.
就系向我去下拜。
I want to explain something to you, my listening friend.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，让我解释一下。
When God the Creator created the world,
当造物主创造世界的时候，
He handed over the ruling of the world to Adam.
主将世界交给亚当来治理。
He said to Adam, Adam,
主对亚当咁话，亚当，
I'm going to give you the scepter.
我现在将权杖交给你。
But when Adam disobeyed God and followed Satan's temptation,
但是当亚当违背神的命令，随从了撒旦的诱惑的时候，
He handed over his scepter to Satan.
亚当就将管理世界的权杖交了给撒旦。
And Satan has been the usurper.
撒旦就这样散夺了一个权位。
He has been a usurper of the world from that moment on.
从那一个时刻开始，撒旦就夺取了整个世界。
And it has always have been God's purpose to arrest the scepter from Satan's hand and give it to Jesus.
神的计划就是要从撒旦手里面拿回个权杖交给耶稣。
And the Son of Man came to die on the cross and to rise again so that He becomes the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
但是当人子来到世间死在十字架上面又复活的时候，人子就要成为万王之王，万主之主。
Satan knew about God's plan from the pages of the Old Testament.
撒旦从旧约圣经当中已经看到神的计划。
He heard the prophets to be saying, I give you a new heart and a new covenant.
他知道先知所讲的话，我要赐给你一个新的心和新的约。
And Satan knew that the only authority he has is a usurper's authority.
而且撒旦知道他自己现在拥有的权柄是散夺得来的。
A temporary authority.
这一种的权柄是一种临时的权柄。
So he offered to release that scepter and turn it over to Jesus ahead of time.
于是撒旦就建议将这个权杖提前交还给耶稣。
Only if Jesus would worship him.
只要耶稣肯拜他，他就会将这个权杖交还给耶稣。
Actually, I have read some people who wrote and said,
事实上我曾经听过一些人这样说。
They said, if Jesus was going to get it anyway,Why wouldn't he have just got it at that point and avoided the cross?
他们说，如果耶稣迟早都要统治世界的话，为什么他不早点拿到个统治的权柄，之后他就不用上十字架受苦咯？
It is a shortcut.
这一种方法是一种捷径。
It would avoid the pain.
这一种方法可以避免痛苦。
Instant gratification.
这一种方法可以让自己临时即刻满足。
Forget the consequences.
这一种方法能够让自己忘记一切后果。
And the question here is this.
但是个问题就是，
Who has the right to be worshipped?
哪一个才能够配受敬拜呢？
Who has the right to be obeyed?
哪一个才能够配受服从呢？
This was the climactic temptation that Satan put before Jesus.
这个就是撒旦给耶稣最大的试探。
First, he wanted him to disobey and satisfy the cravings of the flesh.
首先撒旦诱惑耶稣去违背神，叫耶稣去满足肉体的渴求。
But Satan failed.
但是撒旦失败了。
Secondly, he tried to get him to doubt the word of God and to test God through the eye gate.
第二，撒旦藉住眼睛的门要耶稣怀疑神的说话，并且去试探神。
But you know, those first two were really incidentals.
但是你知道，老实讲，头两样嘢都是次要的。
Satan used these two gates to get to his ultimate prize.
撒旦只是想利用这两道门去取得他最终想得到的战利品。
To get to the will of Jesus.
这一样东西就是要击败耶稣的意志。
Is it going to be done your way or is it going to be done God the Father's way?
这一些是要按自己的意思去做，还是要信服父神的旨意呢？
That is the ultimate aim of Satan.
这些都是撒旦最终的目的，
is to get you to do things your way.
就是要让你去按照自己的意思去行事。
But when you stay up in the high altitude,
但是当你保持自己，让自己站在高处的时候，
where you have power over Satan,
在那一度你就有能力去胜过撒旦。
You will be sustained by the word of God.
你就会得着神亲自的支持。
It means that you believe and that you trust the word of God with all of your heart.
这样东西就是说，只要你全心去相信，并且信靠神的说话的时候，
It means that you only worship the Lord Jesus.
这一样就是说，说你唯独去敬拜主耶稣的时候，
And when you are in that high place, Satan cannot get to you.
当你在那个非常高的地方的时候，撒旦就不能够对付你了。
And whenever I get under attack by Satan,
每当我受到撒旦的攻击的时候，
I begin by asking myself the question.
我都会问自己一条问题。
Have I been moved from the high place?
究竟我是不是在不是站在那个高处呢？
Have I lost altitude?
究竟我是不是还是站在那个高处呢？
Because I know that I can have victory when I am soaring high above.
因为我知道当我振翅高飞的时候，我就能够得胜。
Because when Satan fails to appeal to the lust of the flesh,
因为如果撒旦不能够从肉体的情欲来诱惑人的时候，
If he fails to appear to the lust of the eye,
如果撒旦不能够从眼目的情欲来诱惑人的时候，
If he fails to appeal to our pride,
如果撒旦不能够引诱起人那个骄傲的心的时候，
Then he is defeated.
这样撒旦就失败了。
He was defeated in the wilderness.
撒旦曾经在旷野当中失败过。
He can be defeated by you.
而且你亦都能够赢过撒旦。
When you are in the shadow of the Lord Jesus Christ,
但是条件就是你要寄托在主耶稣基督的荫庇之下。
And if you have not been in the shadow of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can come to him today.
如果你今日仍然未去到主耶稣基督的荫庇底下，你今日就能够去到主的面前。
He loves you.
因为主耶稣基督爱你，
He wants you to turn to him.
因为主耶稣基督想你归向祂，
He wants to give you salvation.
因为主耶稣基督想赐救恩给你，
He wants to take you to heaven.
主耶稣基督想带你去天堂那里。
Will you make that decision today?
不知你今日愿不愿意做这个决定呢？
Until we see you next time, I'm going to be praying for you.
我会在这个礼拜当中不断去为你祷告，愿神大大赐福给你。
神啊，我要一生称谢你。神啊，我要高举。 举你圣名，我要因你欢喜快乐，至高的主啊，你荣耀使我心歌颂你。神啊，我要一生称谢你，神啊，我要高举你圣名，我要因你欢喜快乐，至高的主啊，你荣耀使我心歌颂你。躯壳能留住你，藉着神重拾爱，齐心祷告以真诚，藉主跨城，要颂扬神是爱，要颂扬神是美，燃点真爱发光芒，宣告我主坐着为王。心称谢你，神啊，我要高举你圣名，我要因你欢喜快乐，至高的主啊，你荣耀使我心歌颂你。躯壳能留住你，藉着神重拾爱，齐心祷告以真诚，藉主跨城，要颂扬神是爱，要颂扬神是美，燃点真爱发光芒，宣告我主坐着为王。
神是坐着为王的，魔鬼曾经在旷野失败过，只要你信靠神，今日魔鬼亦都能够败在你的手下。如果你对我们天路导向或者对基督教信仰有任何的疑难或者有兴趣的话，欢迎你写信给我们。我们的地址是香港健康西街3号4楼，或者电邮给我们，我们的电邮是 pengyou3@liangyou.net， 欢迎你随时联络我万峰或者麦克牧师。愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次再会。